I don't think they'll fight any more today, the King said to Hatter. Go and order the drums to begin.
As Alice watched him go, she suddenly saw somebody running out of the wood.
Look, she cried excitedly, there's the White Queen. She came flying out of the wood. How fast those queens can run.
There's probably an enemy after her, said the King, not looking round.
That wood's full of them.
But aren't you going to help her? Asked Alice, very surprised.
No use, no use, said the King. She runs so terribly quickly. You can't catch a queen when she's running.
At that moment, the unicorn came past, with his hands in his pockets. When he saw Alice, he stopped and looked at her for some minutes. He did not seem to like what he saw.
What is this?
He said at last.
This is a child,
Hagar said helpfully, coming forward to introduce Alice.
We only found it today. It's as large as life and twice as natural.
I always thought they were fantastic monsters,
said the unicorn.
Is it alive?
It can talk, said Hagar.
The unicorn looked dreamily at Alice.
Talk, child.
Alice smiled. I always thought that unicorns were fantastic monsters, too. I never saw one alive before.
Well, we have now met and spoken, so we can believe in each other, yes?
The unicorn turned to the King.
Fetch out the plum cake, old man. I'm tired of brown bread.
Certainly, certainly, said the King, sounding a little frightened. Quick, Hagar, open the bag. Hagar was carrying a big bag round his neck, and now he took out of it a very large cake, a plate, and a knife. He gave them to Alice to hold. The lion had joined them while this was going on. He looked very tired and sleepy, and his eyes were half shut.
What's this?
He said, looking at Alice.